This is the BBC.
Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Curse of Frankenstein.
Blast!
We present the play of the week, Inside Sue. My heart's in the Highlands, but my feet are in Bombay. Or I was a victim of a terrible explosion.
Yes, it was 1883, and the Laird Red Harry Burke lay dying on his bed, shot in the chanters.
We were nacht der nail in you, an nacht der hrlen meal in you. Andy? Andrew?
Aye, my laird, aye. Take it easy, the new.
Oh, dear, I've no got long to go there now.
Here, here, now, wait. Have a wee drop of Reg Agony whiskey.
Aye. Pour it down my throat, lad. Oh, that's better. Andy, we'll get the will out and let my family in. I've had a good life. Now, are you all here, lad? Now, my lads, as you all know, I'm leaving the castle and 1 million pounds.
Oh, my little Scottish daddy, I love you, I love you. 1 million pounds, oh, okay, man. It's a bomb, luck, man, luck, knock, 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 knock,
knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, brown paper kilt.
Ah, my name is. I am your old son, Jock McMariotti. Oh, Scottish type man. Oh, needle, 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 needle. Oh, Macau. 1 million pounds, Macau.
Must have been that terrible weekend in Brussels, you know. Andy, read the will.
Let me clear my throat first. Wait a minute. Right. I, Laird Red Harry McBurk, being of partial sound mind, leave my fortune to the first Scotsman to reach the South Pole and play the bagpipes there.
Great pipe! Which dustbin are you in?
The one with the TV aerial on top.
Listen, the 1 million pounds goes to the first man to play the bagpipes at the South Pole.
Curses. Neither of us can play the confounded instrument.
Ah, but we can learn.
No man has ever learned to play the instruments.
I don't wish to know that, but think of what we could do with all the money.
Yes, for a start, I could have you painlessly destroyed. And again. That's your pair of owls complete for the day.
That's nothing like a pair of owls for power.
To continue. Greenslade, would you read my part, dear boy? I'm rather tired, sad now.
Right. There's only one man living who has that much fat on him.
I said that.
Yep. You said, I know the man. It's Neddy Seagoon.
Neddy Seagoon. I wonder what he's doing now.
I've been wondering when I'm going to log in the show. That's what I've been wondering. It's me, folks, Neddy!
Where are you at the moment, Neddy?
At Brandon House.
Which one are you?
Me.
Come, Moriarty. Follow that whoosh.
I've been in Rotten House for 89 years now. How long have you been in residence in Rotten House?
I was born here, Sir Beerbum. I've never done a day's work in my life. Here's my OBE to prove it.
Oh. How proud your mother must be of your robe.
Yes. Of course I have a private income.
A private income? Where from, Lord?
The labor exchange. Oh. Quick, into the bath chairs. It might be work. Oh.
Come in, sir.
Are you Neddy Seagoon?
Yes, but I'm too old at the work. I've always been delicate. Since I fell off the top of Mount Everest.
What were you doing up there?
Fishing.
Fishing 29,000 feet above sea level?
Well, I had a long line. You get it, a long line? Ahem.
Inmates, I am here to offer one of you work. Let me explain. We are offering £1,000 for a man to play the bagpipes.
Thank you. Now, who can we interview first?
A wrong voice. Oh!
We interview Jock McGillivray.
Thank you.
wasn't bagpipes, that was a nose. I'm your man, I'm fit. Feel the muscles on these teeth. I can play the pipes.
All right, Nettie, all right. Listen carefully. These five envelopes, numbered 1 to 10, contain your instructions. Open one at a time.
I see. You will go to 29 New James Street. Right. Taxi!
Yes, mate, where to?
That's my affair. You just drive.
All right. That'll be 4 and 3, mate.
What for?
A new starter.
So you want a starter, eh? Right on your mark, get set, go! Fiend Seagoon. And so saying, I entered 29 New James Street. Anybody in?
You are. Men. It's a man chained to a bed.
Good morning.
Morning. Good morning. Morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Thank you. Morning. Oh, very, very pleasant. Just a moment while I open envelope number 2. Yes. It says, I must buy a South Pole expedition.
What size, sir?
Well, I take a 6 7/8 stomach.
Double X, Min.
Double X coming up, buddy. There you are, buddy. Modern buddy.
Try this blizzard on for size.
Just a bit. This blizzard's got a hole in the trousers. The wind's getting in.
You haven't done the zip up, sir.
Oh, that's better. Next, I want a pair of Arctic bagpipes.
Yes, I see. That's a very thing.
The pistol.
They are filled with antifreeze.
I knew her will. Envelope number 3 says...
You will form your expedition up on the Falkland Islands, 3,000 miles south of the Antarctic.
Right. Goodbye.
Up! He's fallen underwater.
Meantime, in the Antarctic, a certain person claiming to be of Scottish blood has joined in the chase.
Me bagpipes are on fire.
Fire!
I heard the call. Stand aside. Unroll hose. Squat, squat, squatty, squatty. What's the matter back there? Are you pumping?
Yeah, I'm pumping my mind. There's no water. Oh, somebody clap the nose.
Oh, I didn't really need it, folks.
No, I've been pumping, but there's no water. There never is any water in such a hole, does it?
Did you say the Sahara Desert?
Oh, I said the Sahara Desert.
I thought it was too hot for the Antarctic. Captain Idiot?
Yes, sir?
You fool, you. We're 32,000 miles off course already.
Well, nobody's perfect.
You naughty, nitty-nutty gentleman, you. Your compass must have been faulty.
Faulty? I can't understand it. It was a perfectly good Christmas cracker I got it out of.
Well, Was there a guarantee with it?
Oh, yes, it said, question, when is a door not a door? Answer, when it's a jar.
Well, you know, a guarantee like that cannot easily be dismissed. True, true, true. However, I shall try. Guarantee dismissed.
Meantime, Sigurd reached the Falklands on board an ice floe. Ice floe? Gad, how I love that woman.
Oh, dear. I can't see a foot in this blizzard. Mr. Sprig, hold yours up.
Come on, Jim. Come on, Jim. Oh. You don't have to know this, Falk.
What's the position?
Standing up, Jim.
Where's the compass?
Oh, Jim. Oh, Jim. I haven't got one, Jim. Oh, Jim.
I'll order Jim, you with a club in a minute. Here, pull this cracker.
Oh, look, a compass. And a paper hat.
Give it to me. I'm leader of the expedition. There. How do I look?
Oh, Jim.
Cheeky.
Oh. He knows, you know. When you go dancing, you seem so enticing. They call you the belle of the ball. When you go back.
I don't like clubbing, Jim.
Now let's get on to the South Pole. Let's check the compass. 91 degrees north, 87 degrees west.
Where are we?
Lost. But I have the exact position of it.
Oi there, Marno! The last and our Lord!
The ship and the captain's name is Tom. Ahoy! Who are you?
We're the Woolwich Free Ferries.
You're 50,000 miles from Woolwich. Your compass must be wrong.
I got it out of Christmas cracker.
I must get a new compass. Could you take me back to England?
Have you got a ticket?
No. Where do I get it from?
Ticket office on Woolwich Bureau.
Followed in the water again.
Seven years later.
Well, I tell you, if he ain't back another 10 minutes, I'm not waiting no longer. My dinner's getting cold. Ah, here he come now. Get on, my darling.
Darling, Fred.
Did you get your ticket, my darling?
No, it was half day early closing.
Hey!
Yes, why you pay for this?
How much?
£3 down and 3 shillings up.
Oh!
All hope. Official announcement. Slowly, oh so slowly, Lady's ice floe pledged near the South Pole.
As we near the South Pole, we run into Bloodlock at his party.
You silly explorer, you. Didn't you see my indicator sticking out?
I'm sorry, sir. I was conducting Beethoven's Fifth Symphony and I wasn't listening.
Good luck.
I say, those poodles are yours. What race are they?
The 3:30. You want to place any bets?
I'm sorry, all my currency is frozen.
Oh.
But what are the short ones without beards?
Those are Eskimos.
And what are the ones with beards?
Those are Eskimos who haven't shaved.
I see. But why do only half of them shave?
So that they can tell the difference. Can we have music to this bit, please? Thank you.
Tell the difference from what?
Between those with beards and those without.
I don't like this, Jim.
Shut up, Jim. Singing fools. To avoid all this confusion, why don't the ones without beards grow beards?
Well, that'd be rather unfair.
Unfair? Why?
The one without beards are women, you see. That's how they tell the difference, you understand.
This is ridiculous. I've never known of families growing beards to differentiate between the sexes. Have you, Eccles?
Oh, sure. It happened in my family.
When I was young, I couldn't tell the difference between my mother or father. So, my father made my mother grow a beard.
Ah. And you were able to tell the difference?
Nope.
Why not?
My father had a beard, too.
I don't like coming here.
What does the third envelope say?
I say, you're 2 miles from the peril.
Did you hear that, Bradlock?
Yes, I did. A man doing the impression of an envelope.
Major, Major, look, a polar bear is approaching.
My goodness, yes, and he must be very old. It's gone white with age.
No, he's very weak.
Oh, that's what it is. He's coming this way.
Don't worry, I've got a gun.
Shoot, Seagoon, shoot.
Okay, I've shot Seagoon. What now?
You fool!
Okay, I'm going for telling the shoot. I wasn't really shooting. I was going, bang! Boing! 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 Down goes the polar bear. Down goes the polar bear. Boing! Bang! Boing! Boing! Click! Click? I must have run out of bullets. No.
Thank you. Oh, don't like this. Not easy.
You idiots. While you've been playing naughty games, the bears escaped in a taxi. We'll camp here for the night. Tomorrow, the South Pole!
You're asleep, Echo.
What?
You're asleep, Echo.
Yeah.
You're a man of the world, ain't you, Echo? Echo?
Yeah, Buttle?
You ever been to the South Pole?
No, but I once jumped off Beachy Head.
Oh, how nice for you, Echo.
Well, I didn't want to do it, Buttle, but a man paid me to commit suicide for him.
Did he die then?
No, that was the trouble. When I got back up top, he was still alive.
What did he do?
He asked for his money back.
And did you?
Well, I had to. I went to a doctor and the doctor said I wasn't dead.
Oh, Bert, don't you worry, Echo. Being dead isn't everything in life.
Being dead isn't everything in life.
Modern tap music.
It is meant to indicate a disaster. During the night, there was a crack in the ice, and the sledge with the bagpipes fell in. All this way for nothing!
Look, the South Pole is only over there by that bus stop. Can't we make some bagpipes?
No, we haven't any plans. We need hollow pipes. In any case, we need to drill holes in them.
I can drill holes. Holes left and quick, Matt!
The horse march away. Oh,
it's love. No, don't worry, Ned. me and Buttle got a set of bagpipes.
Yes, we put hot water in them and use them as a water bottle.
You did? Give them to me. I must have that £1,000.
No, I must have it. Me, Eccles.
Eccles, my pal. I saw you first.
Give it me,
Eccles. I knew you when you went. Eccles, please.
Daddy, wait a minute. What's the matter? What do you want my bagpipe for? What's the matter with them?
My chum.
Several of them, Eccles. I know their tricks.
What do they do?
One of them holds up a hoop and the other jumps through it.
Bad luck. Let's be sensible. If we get these bagpipes... We can share the fish to money.
Agreed.
Share the money.
Let's overpower them.
Right. I'll take my socks off now.
Moriarty. One of them got to the pole and played the bagpipes. Unfortunately, owing to the blizzard, I can't make out who it is.
But by next week, however, we hope to know. So tune in for the results. Good night, all. Was The Goon Show, a BBC recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Seacombe and Spike Milligan, with George Chisholm, the Ray Editor Quartet, Max Geldray, and the orchestra conducted by Wally Stott. Script by Spike Milligan, announcer Wallace Gainsfade, the program produced by Charles Chilton.